Good morning and shalom. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are in Hebrews 10, and we want to deal from verse 19 all the way to the very end. That is from 19 to 39. We've taken these as other verses because they have got a block message, and the message of these is just a call to persevere in our race towards the rest that God has promised us. We have already noted that we have a number of stakeholders who can affect negatively or positively the running of the race of the pilgrims, who can affect those that have determined or those that have chosen to follow Jesus. Number one, we discover that heaven or the divine is one of the key stakeholders. We have already discovered that Jesus Christ has already given a sacrifice. Jesus has given a one of sacrifice for all the people. He has died, or he died for us. He opened a new and living way. His body was able to cut, when his body was broken, and when he died on the cross, he paid the penalty of all the sins. And so he opened a new and living way that people can continue running. And so Jesus has already given us that grace. So he affects us by making sure that we run and we finish. And as we shall be discovering later in chapter 12, he also ran the race himself. He did not just say run, he became a model. But here, we're being told what he did. Now we also discover here in this session the stake that is with the persecutor, those that would want to stop the race by memeing and by destroying and by coming in between the convert, that is us, and the race. But we are going to discover they do not have the power to stop any one of us, because we have been given the power to do that. We are also going to discover that we can also become, we have a stake ourselves. And particularly this session, we'll be looking at our stake. We'll be looking at our ability to run. And we will appreciate that the power to respond to the race is placed in the hands of the believer. God has given us the ability to respond, that nothing could stop us, nothing would change us, that we will not be able to give excuses that so and so stopped us. People cannot stop us. Friend cannot stop us. God cannot stop us. We are the only one who can stop ourselves. But here we discover by the wording, or the word "let us," that means according to God, we have the ability to respond. When he says "let us," it means there is potential. There is a lot of potential that is in us that we need to tap. The door of victory is locked from within us. That's why the Bible says, "Let us." Even when persecution comes, the Bible gives us letters. So we are called to persevere in the faith. Look at verse 19 and the way it starts. "Therefore, brothers and sisters." When that "therefore" is actually closing all the chapters from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 10 of Hebrews, is a "therefore."
that looks back to that communication. And what has the therefore? Therefore means because or since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. So this author starts by talking about that we have the confidence to enter the most holy place. Our race is possible because even today we can go and enter into the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, not by the blood of the bulls. The previous session, we had looked at the power of the blood, and we discovered that that it is not angels who help humans to run. It is a person, but this is a divine person. Human person are not able to do that because of the sin. Their blood is not clean, but the blood of Jesus, who became man, is clean now because it was shed, and we discover the place of shedding of the blood. Now we can enter the most holy place. We can also enter by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. We are told that when Jesus' body died at the cross, the curtain was cut from top to bottom. That means we can now be able to enter into the most holy place ourselves. I know people keep on suing, another curtain. People keep on returning or reversing the curtain. Of course, they cannot reverse at all, but they try to do that by giving directives and all that. Our tradition and our elders, they're trying to bring back the curtain again. It was cut by the body of Jesus Christ, and that has opened a new and living way. And then he says, since we have a great high priest over the house of God, not only that, the high priest is there. So we are talking about the new way, we are talking about the blood, we are talking about the great high priest over the house of God, that is Jesus. Because of that, there are five things that the word of God has told us to do. Everyone who is on the race, there are words that are used here. Let's look at five let us, because of what Christ has already done, we can be able to do all the other things. We need to fulfill our mandate. And one of our mandate out of the five is let us draw near to God with a sincere heart. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our bodies sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilt concerns, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Now, the first letters is let us draw near to God. It is our responsibility to draw near to God. God cannot bring us to himself by force. We have got the ability to draw near to God through prayer, through the study of the word, through spiritual discipline, through, memorization of the word, through meditation of the word of God, through simplicity, through forgiveness, through repentance. So many ways that we can be able to draw to God. But as we run this race, Jesus has already completed his part. Let us run the race. Let us draw near to God ourselves. How? With a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings. Having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from guilty concerns. We are drawing near to God without guilt. Guilt is the feeling that we have wronged God. Let's get to know that the blood of Jesus
has cleansed us, and our bodies has been washed with pure water. Let's draw near to God. Number two, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we've professed. Now, this is the second one. We hold to the hope we profess. How? Without wavering. And so we hold unswervingly, without wavering, without moving left or right. We hold to this hope we profess. Why? He who promised is faithful. Second thing is that we hold to the promises. The things that God has promised, we do not let go. That is the hope that we are having. And number three, let us consider how we may spur one another. Now, this one now is the letters. That is the horizontal one. That, you know, the first two letters, holding to the hope and coming to God, is the vertical. But this is now the horizontal, where how do we live with each other? Let us consider how we may spur one another onto love and good deeds. Not give up a meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. But we encourage each other all the more as we see the day approaching. So this is the letters of coming together. This is the letters of having fellowship, having moments of worship together, teams and communities of believer, communities of learning, communities of practice. We are called to hold them firmly here. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sin is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment, of raging fire that consumes the enemies of God. So we have here, we encourage that we come together. We are also encouraged here to not keep on deliberately sin. We don't deliberately keep on sinning. Why? Because if you do that, because you have received the knowledge of truth, there's no more sacrifice for sin that is left. The sacrifice was done only once. What there is only a fear of expectation of judgment and the raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. So anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled on the Son of God underfoot and who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? So we are being told that this is another letters. Let us follow Jesus without moving back again. Let us hold firm to the race. Let us not, you know, insult the blood of Jesus and the Spirit of grace. For we know him who said, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay, and again the Lord will judge his people." It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So here now, as we conclude here, he reminds us now another, another stakeholder that might affect our running the race. And this is now the persecution or the persecutor's abilities. And there, this is what this author says. Remember those early days after you had received the light, when you endured a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you are publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those that were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourself had a better and lasting possession. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And I will take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but those who have faith and are saved. Now, this author is encouraging and telling us that persecution cannot stop us. He reminds us that in the beginning, persecution did not stop you. Persecution actually was fueling or became a fuel, and you're able to even to run the race better than this. So do not shrink back. And then he reminds them, God is not happy with those who shrink back. And we are also not of those who shrink back, but those who continue and we receive the rest of God. So let us be encouraged. Let us persevere and hold on to the faith. The power to conquer is within us. Father, we thank you for giving us the grace to finish the race. In Jesus' name.